Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
Are you thinking what I am thinking? Good. That means we'll both be listening to Nobody's Listening podcast.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening podcast, episode 38. Strike that. Add one. 39. Brought to you the week of October 15th, 2007. As you probably already know, Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell our funny life stories and we invite you to do the same. But I always say it just in case you're one of those new people. Other podcasts love their new people. I despise you. No, I don't really. But I am your host. My name is James, and I am always joined by a guest host. Today, my guest host is none other than the famous Minuet. Say hello.
I never knew I was famous.
Well, you are.
I'm glad to hear that.
You will be right after this show airs. That's why I wanted to go ahead and say that. It's like a prophecy.
I will be famous on the internet.
Well, why don't you tell everybody why you're already famous with some people?
I am already famous on the internet because I host a, well, pretty much general gaming, general geeky podcast called The X.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am the co-owner of a company called The Geek Media.
Of which I am a part of.
Yes, you are.
I was voted in, barely.
No, I think your vote went over pretty well, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, somebody said they didn't like my sound, and they were going to help me with it, and they never offered, and so I'm still waiting for that person, whoever that was. So.
He is no longer with us.
Oh, so I'm doomed forever to have bad sound. I thought my sound was pretty good.
You can go to Lido. Him and Rob are real good on the audio side of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, tell them where they can find the X at, the X podcast.
They can find the X podcast at thexcast.net. That is the letter xcast.net. Or they can also find it on the Geek Media.
Awesome. And the Geek Media, they can find that at?
Thegeekmedia.com. Very simple.
All right. No .orgs or .biz or .tv. You got good.
We got the .com domain.
Excellent. Don't type in geekmedia.com because it's one of those cheap, fake, spam, go.
It's a squatter site. Yeah.
Is that what they call those? I never knew the name.
Yeah. They're link farming sites basically to try and Google bomb things up. But yeah, it's a squatter site.
Hate them. Hate them.
Yeah.
That's why I hate letting go of old URLs because if you ever don't renew them, those guys always snatch them up. And all
somebody will take it fast.
It's terrible. It's horrible.
They'll put it on back order and keep it.
Well, that's all right. Hey, a little later in the show, guys, we got a new segment coming up to look forward to. We're going to be taking your live calls. So that means next time, it's too late for you this time, but next week, Monday night, 5:30, every Monday night, every 5:30, well, just the PM one, you can get with us on stickcam.com, S-T-I-C-K-A-M.com, and you can call us on our new phone number. That is 816-298-0823. Do that, but now we're going to do this.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
life. All right, it's time for weekly updates. And Minuet, I'm going to allow you to go first. What has happened crazy, funny, weird, exciting in the last 7 days or so for you?
Well, right before we started, the neighbors just about set their fence on fire.
I know. Okay, let me tell my version of that because I'm on there. I'm over here, and Minuet stepped in the last possible minute to help me out, and so we're very grateful. And I'm all excited, and all of a sudden I hear her in the background. She's going to get coffee, and I hear her go, "Oh no! Holy crap!" The name, somebody's on fire. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay, there goes my show for today. There goes the show. The best story is happening while the show's supposed to be recording. But, yeah, anyway, tell them what happened.
They've got their tiki torches up, probably citronella torches, and one of them was leaning against the fence, and you could see the flames starting to get up, and smoke was starting to come out.
Now, did they know they were burning their house down, or their
I don't think that, well, they wouldn't have caught the house so quickly, but they certainly would have caught the neighbor's fence as well, but yeah, they caught it. It's not, well, I can kind of see it. I see the tiki torches, but I don't see any smoke coming up from
the apparently fence. These were the 6-foot privacy fences then?
Yeah, these are all the, yeah. Oh, yeah, we live in one of those, you know, little Desperate Housewives type gated community thing.
Gated community. There you
go. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
We are in the heart of suburbia.
That's okay. We forgive you. So, many of our listeners are podcast owners, and that means they have more money than the average bear, and they live in these gated communities. Lauren, for instance, is richer than all of us. She has the best webcam on Stick Cam. So, but you'd mentioned, was that your weekly update? Do you have any more? I don't want to cut you
off.
Well,
I have, I guess the other one that I would tell is that before I say this, I have to explain that it has to do with my brother and I. Now, my brother is, first off, a year and a few months younger than me, and everyone thinks he's at least a couple years older than I am. And he is about 6'2". He's very thin. He has blonde hair and blue eyes. I am 5'7", and I have brown hair and green eyes. So we don't look a thing alike. And he was in the Army for a few years, and some of the younger kids at church didn't know him that well. And we were at a get-together not too long ago for some people at church, and my brother and I were sitting there talking, and he moved to walk away. And as he's walking away, I'm sure he heard it. He just ignored it. But one of the girls looked up at me. They were whispering something. And she finally goes, "So that's your husband then?" I'm like, oh, brother.
Gosh. That, you know, that used to happen to me when I was, I've mentioned on the show, my sister and I were very close in age, like 13 months apart or a year and a half or something. Uh-huh. And people would always, we'd never get girlfriends or boyfriends because we'd always be hanging out together and that junk happened. But it has not happened since in our adult life. I can't imagine. Because not only is it embarrassing, it's just nasty. It just fills your guts
awful.
With poison. Because then you have
that
to imagine.
That was worse than having to tell Blizzard I was his wife.
that's like, because then you have to imagine you and your brother macking. And for just a split second, that thought hits your head and you have to vomit mentally.
Yeah, like, don't, yeah.
Gosh.
No way.
Ugh.
When I was a teenager, I got accused of cheating on a boyfriend because I was seen by one of his friends with my brother at the mall. And I told my boyfriend I was going out with my brother. One of his friends told him, "Hey, I saw her at the mall and she was with this guy and blah, blah, blah." And it just so happened that they were over at my house and there was a picture of my brother and I. And he's like, "What the heck? That's the guy." I said, "That's the guy.
You're closer than I ever thought."
And so I pointed to the other room. I said, "That guy there? That
he lives in your house? Oh my gosh."
Yes. I was
How
majorly-
close are you two? You're living together. We're through. Oh man. That's when you know you got a dumb boyfriend.
Yeah, well, we didn't last that much longer. I think it was like 16 at the time.
Mm.
But yeah, it has happened before.
Goodness gracious. But you think you leave all that behind, but no. Well, I lost my mind this week. I turned into a girl and my heart stopped. That's my weekly update. I have to explain that, I'm sure. I lost my mind because I was I'm on this new Special K diet. I'm trying to lose some weight. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get on a girl diet. I'm going to try that because Special K definitely markets itself toward the lady folk. And plus my hips and thighs are just huge. Actually not, but I thought if it worked for them, it could work for me. And I like Special K, and I hate counting calories, so I thought this would be a great way to do it. Anyway, it's early morning. I'm eating my bowl of cereal. I'm talking to my wife at the same time, and I'm on autopilot. And just long story short, I look down, and I'm pouring my milk, and I don't have the milk. I have a 2-liter of Diet Cherry Pepsi, and I am straight up pouring that stuff into my cereal. I was wondering why my cereal started hissing at me. You know, it was the carbonation. It was the bubbles. And Yeah, and I'm telling my secretary about it later, and she's like, you didn't eat it? You threw it away? There are children in Africa starving. I'm like, well, why are they on the special CABE diet then? Anyway, I turned into a girl on the way to the show, actually, because there was a chipmunk in the middle of the highway in the little street on the on-ramp, and all of a sudden I started talking like this to him. And, you know, I hate that some people are going to think, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You're being sexist. Well, I don't know if loving a critter it makes you a girl per se, but I know it does not make you a man. Okay, so maybe I was a holy other, but there's this little chipmunk in the middle of the street. And I started talking to him. I'm like, you can make it. Don't get hit. Don't get hit, Chippy. And I called him Chippy. And I'm like, I got to stop. I got to go talk about football or something for a minute. So I totally turned into a female for a little while. And that's okay. I was raised by a bunch of them, sisters and mom, the whole thing. And I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that. I married one. You know, I like females. I really do, or at least one of them. And then my heart stopped today, or a little earlier, so I'm telling these out of order because, Minuet, you're going to film me on this. I spilled an entire glass of soda on my laptop today.
Oh,
and
no.
So, honest to God, my laptop is a ticking time bomb. I've got to record this show, go home, back everything up, because my IT guy here at my job tells me it's just a matter of time for the acid eats through my computer and kills it.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
No.
Feel my pain. It is a terrible pain.
I am so careful about you. Nothing liquid comes within about a foot of my laptop.
Well, I used to be that way. I'd gotten brave. I started using sippy cups. The one time I didn't, it just backfired on me. Okay, you know what? I am a liar and a hypocrite because I not only was this on, you know, it was a cup sitting next to my laptop was on a flimsy little rickety TV tray. And so I was just asking for, because any slight bump is going to be magnified times 90 and your soda is going to be flying. But it did happen in slow motion, not unlike The Matrix again. So unfortunately, I didn't have enough time to spin around it and catch it and stop it in midair. But
why is it everything bad happens slowly?
I don't know, because good stuff doesn't, it goes by too fast.
Yeah, good stuff is just like zip, and anything bad is like no.
No. So I just realized there's a slight theme other than the critter that I saw on the road to my story. Soda and I apparently are not meant to be together this week.
You guys aren't happy right now.
We're not, we're having a fight. And I would break up with it, except my wife did forget to get me some soda, and I ran out this week, and for 2 days I had total horrible caffeine withdrawals. I was actually really upset with myself for being so addicted to caffeine, but it's the only thing that we Jesus people can be addicted to legally, is from what I understand. So I have to cling to it. That and food are the only two acceptable addictions that we can have.
I will admit I'm a caffeine addict. I mean, what is it? 6 o'clock, I'm still drinking coffee.
I don't like coffee. My wife does, but I've tried to get addicted to coffee. I can't. If it tasted like it smelled, I know you've heard that before from people. If it tasted like it smelled, I'd love it. But by the time I get through sugaring it up, I might as well just be drinking hot chocolate. And so that's what I get.
I don't know. I drink my coffee with cream and sugar. I use the little flavored creamers, but I've got to have coffee.
Ah, well, that's my wife's same way. Even in her pregnancy, she's got to make sure that our baby is born with a permanent caffeine addiction. So she's
got to be careful with that.
I know she's being good, but anyway,
yeah, they tell you like 2 glasses of caffeine a day is what they tell you.
Oh, well,
you
she's
have.
Way less than that, so she's doing great.
Oh, okay, she's good. Yeah, she's good then.
All my kids will come out normal, which means they'll be better than me. All right, it's time for that featured story.
It's the featured story.
Anyway, it is time for the weekly update. We're going to do it again. That was a bad weekly update. Come on, do it better.
Second time around.
It's time for the feature story. So, Minuet, I'm going to give you the mic. I'm going to sit back and provide commentary and bad jokes. Here we go.
This is an embarrassing story, but I figured it would be probably one of the best ones to tell because I've heard the podcast.
Yes, and, the two most popular types of stories we've ever had are embarrassing stories, stories where people threw up, or the most favorite is when people get the crap scared out of them. So you're going to hit like at number two on the Richter scale.
This was embarrassing, just straight up embarrassing. I had a song that I had written the lyrics and somebody else at church had made the music to it. And they decided during a church program I was going to sing, and it was a Christmas program. So, bad idea. So here we are. We've got about 1,000 people there. And he and I had only practiced one time, which was awful. And I told him when we were in the back getting ready, I said, are you sure we can do this? And he goes, yeah, see? And he starts playing it along on the piano. And I'm sitting there going, I have no idea what you're doing. He totally changed it.
Oh, my gosh. Was this the guy that wrote the music and then he just changed it up?
He wrote the music. And we'd only practiced once. Well, when he's playing it in the back, he changed it. It was just like, he didn't have any sheet music written down. He did it all from memory. And it would have been wonderful if he would have been singing it himself.
Yeah.
But because I was, and we hadn't practiced anyway. I knew what it sounded like in my head. And what it sounded like in my head certainly was not what it sounded like in his head. And so
was this a friend of yours? I mean, was he one of those snotty... You know, I'm the music. Okay.
No, he's actually our worship leader, but he's been a friend of my family for a while. So I'm going to move away now.
Apparently, he's just too good of a musician to just play what the new girl wrote.
No, I've sang with him more than once.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Okay, so while I'm talking, I'm standing up and moving really far away from this table because there's a spider and I'm scared to death of spiders.
The highlight of the featured story is Spider Boy. He's coming to get Minuet.
I'm 3 feet away from my table right now.
Drop the X on him. Come on.
I need
hit him with your iPod. Take your headset off and wallop him.
I have a shuffle. I don't think I can kill this one with a shuffle.
Oh, it's bigger. It'll grab it from you and hit you with it.
I need to see if I can reach my shoe. I took it off when I came in the door. Well, both of them off, and they're over here. I am scared of spiders.
No, really?
I'm like 3 feet away from the table. Anyway, story time while I get to my shoes over here.
While you're you're dealing with, what is the fear? Arachnophobia over there. Arachnophobia 2.
I had a traumatizing experience when I was little, and now that I tell it, people can laugh. But trust me, when you're a five-year-old child, it's traumatizing. Oh, and that's why I don't like spiders anymore.
No, but. You don't. Yeah, I don't even think you need a good reason to be afraid of spiders or clowns. So you are welcome here. You're accepted. You're loved.
Clowns will eat me. Well, anyway, so he's changed the entire thing, and we had literally 5 minutes to get on the stage and sing this song. So here we are. We go up on the stage, and I'm looking out there, and the first person I see is a really close friend of us. They're not related to us, but they might as well be. Mm-hmm. And she and her husband are watching me and smiling like, yay, you know, she's going to sing. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, I'm going to screw up. I knew it was going to happen. And he starts playing the music. I start singing completely off, like not off key, but the cue was way off. And about halfway through the first line, I just stopped.
Oh. You don't have to stop singing at church. You know that. What do people do when they hear bad singing at church? What do they tell people?
They clap nicely
and they say, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Yeah,
because church people will lie to you about your talents. That's why all those people at the American Idol get up there and they sing and they're heartbroken that they've been told they can't sing. I was in choir since I've been a teenager. Them people lied to you your whole life.
Well, there's a key word there. You were in choir, which means your voice was masked by everybody else's good voice.
That's true. Well, okay. Anyway, so you're in there and you stopped.
I absolutely froze up, and he's staring at me with this face like, come on. And I turned around and I looked at him and I said, you know, this isn't gonna work.
On the microphone or
right on the microphone.
1,000 people. All right.
About 1,000 people. I said, this isn't going to work. And I made up, I don't remember what I made up something. I can't remember exactly, but I just played it off. And I said, so we're going to do this without any music.
Oh.
And so I turned back around and he's sitting there on the piano staring at me like, you did not just do that.
Oh my goodness.
You did not just do that.
Because what you really said was, this guy is playing something I cannot sing to, and I want to let you all know that right now.
I played it off nicely. Well, he's sitting there smiling and nodding like, okay, well, we'll do that. But as I looked back at him, I realized his face was going, I can't believe you just did that. But I turned around and I did it completely a cappella, and I got a standing ovation, so it must have worked out okay. But still...
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
All right, it's a good thing the feature story was short today because we have a ton of voicemails and emails to get through. I've been reprimanding my listeners because they send me emails, which I love, but I don't love them this much. I love voicemails because I want to hear your stories, but I want to hear them in your voice. And when I read them, sometimes I don't do them justice. Sometimes I can't read your writing or your font selection or whatever. But I asked Minuet before the show to go through and pick out a few key ones because I literally have, I think, 14 or 15 emails. So
there's a lot.
Yeah. Minuet, if you have one that you would like, we could each take a turn reading one, going back and forth if you want to. What do you got there for us? What do you think?
All right, I've got one that I read that gave me a little bit of a giggle. Let me find it. It's sort of long, but it's good.
We can read fast.
Yeah, I'm a pretty fast reader. This one is from Charlene. It's on down.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So who's going to read that one?
Oh,
I'll do it.
I'm sorry. She says, hello, nobody's listening. I have been only listening for a week, but I love your show. I do sometimes go into too many details when sharing my stories, but I'll try to keep them short. I love my life, I think, because I see humor in everything. I have a lot of funny stories. I wanted to share this one with you. So now we enter the world of Charlene. I had moved into my house in Salt Lake and maybe lived there 5 weeks. We had some people over, and the kitchen window was left open. This is the only explanation I've come up with for our uninvited guest. I had a homemade heating pad, the ones where you have corn or some sort of dried vegetable inside of them and you heat them in the microwave. Is that what's inside? I don't know. It always smells weird whenever you microwave it. Anyhow, I was in my closet. Good. I'm glad you weren't in there. I had opened my closet door. It snagged on the heating pad. I was in a hurry and I ripped it, but I didn't have time to look. Next morning, I woke early in the morning to ride the train. And I went in the bathroom, barely able to open my eyes. I had noticed something on the floor, little brown droppings. You've got to be kidding me, mouse droppings. It took 5 weeks. Oh, 5 weeks in my house already had a dump. And wait a minute. 5 weeks in my house already had a dump and crawling with nasty. Okay, you're going to have to interpret that for your own self, folks. I'm assuming she means my house is a dump. And it's crawling with nasty stuff. So I didn't have time to deal with it. I'd have to call the landlord later. So next day I see the same thing. This time I notice corn all over my closet as well. And please tell me this thing hadn't been eating in my room. That's so gross. So I remove everything from my closet to find mouse droppings. Ah! I call my landlord. They tell me they will come out and deal with this. That night I was getting ready for bed. My face soap bar was almost gone. Just one little sliver left. I happened to leave it on the counter next to the sink. Next morning, little mouse droppings. But wait, I need to wash my face. And where's my soap? I had left it right there. Something says to me, this little thing likes to eat in your closet. Take a look. I walked to my closet and my soap was sitting in the bottom, a quarter of it missing. Tiny teeth marks all over on the sink, my soap, and now in my closet. I had no idea it was chilling in there when I wasn't around. That was it. I wasn't waiting for the landlord. I purchased sticky traps. Yes, I'm a girl, and I'm not dealing with the blood that may come from regular traps. I'm a baby. So I know this thing is probably right there before I get up in the morning, college area. I put the sticky trap by the toilet near the plumbing hole, a little dab of peanut butter to keep him occupied. Set the alarm for 4:30. I didn't turn on any lights. I walk down the hall. I stop and listen. I hear something. Tiny movement by the toilet. I breathe, turn on the light, and there is the little soapy mouse chilling on a sticky trap eating the peanut butter. I'm not... to see that. All right, so he's not trying to run. I wake my roommate up. I'm not doing this alone. I grab socks from my room because he's not going to touch my skin. I have moral support from two roommates. I pick up the trap. He's still not trying to get away. I take him right down the garbage and I throw him in. No, I did not put him out of his misery. I was done. So no more soap mouse and the problems after that. So after I'm sure he wasn't coming back, I clean my closet. Just to find the nasty thing had been in a shoe in my shoe basket. He had peed on my shoes, and I had to clean that up, too. I took that piece of soap to work as proof to illustrate what I went through. I don't miss the mouse, but that was just the beginning of fun that came from living in that house. I hope you enjoyed my story. Your new friend, Charlene. And, Charlene, yes, we did. That was awesome.
Mental images.
Oh, my gosh, little soap mouse. We moved into a house in the inner city, my wife and I, a few years back, and we had mice, like, everywhere. It was insane. And we put sticky traps out because they were too smart. Little thug mice were too smart for the regular traps. And I swear to you, folks, I will never use sticky traps again because you want to talk about inhumane? I'm not judging Charlene. She'd come to her wits' end. That little guy deserved some torture. But I had no less than 4 or 5 of them on one single sticky trap. And they were wallowing and writhing. This was not a very cute Disney soapy mouse moment like Charlene had. These things were all over each other. And, oh, my gosh, it was nasty. I picked them up with a shovel. I took them in the back, and I did put them out of their misery. And it was horrible. I think, you know, PETA activists aside, I think the old-fashioned steel trap smack, that is the most humane way to do it because they don't feel it.
It's just, yeah, that's it.
It's clean and simple. But, yeah, no. Charlene's little soapy mouse, folks, he died of starvation. I just want to let you guys know that. So feel bad. Feel sorry for the little mouse.
He hasn't had any more soap.
He died of soap poisoning. He's blowing bubbles in the bottom of the trash can like, hey, can I have some more peanut butter? Blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. All right, what else we got here? I'll let you read the next one.
This one was funny. This is from Garrett from Georgia.
Okay, Georgia people are always funny.
Yeah, he said, hey, nobody's listening. So my dad and I were at McDonald's yesterday getting some food. We were in the line about to pull up to the second window when we saw the lady in the window hand the person in front of us back a bottle. My dad and I were puzzled, so we asked the lady at the window. She told us that the guy lost a bet and was wearing a baby bib and a diaper. And he had to drive through at McDonald's and fill up the bottle with water. Needless to say, if there was enough room on the floor of my car to roll laughing on, I would have been doing just that. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Wow. I'm gonna steal that for a soundbite later, that la la la. But you know what? The reason why that was funny is that guy was lying. That guy was lying. He did not lose a bet. That's probably just what he does for fun. He drives around in a baby outfit. I saw it on CSI. I saw it on CSI one time. People do that.
It's not really that. It's just, well, I grew up in South Florida, and when my friends and I would get seriously bored, the things that we would do to those poor people at drive-thrus.
Hey, I did see a sticker on a McDonald's not too long ago, and it said, in order to order from this window from now on, blah, 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 you have to have a vehicle. And so, yeah, back in our day when we were in high school, that was the thing to do is act like you had a car with like 4 or 5 friends and pull up to the first window and place an order. Actually, no, you know what? There was no first window back in the day. There was one window, and that was it. But
we didn't even do that. We would just mess with them and harass them and change the order 15 times, and it was awful.
I was a good boy. You know what? No, I wasn't. I was a scared boy. I was a scared boy. I didn't want to get in trouble, so I never did anything fun. Not like that, anyway.
I was a bad kid.
Well.
I was a...
It's okay. Well, what else should we read here? We've got 7,000 options here.
I know. You've got so many. I was looking through them earlier, and truthfully, I like a lot of them. Let's see. There's two right above Charlene's that I thought were pretty cute.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
Pick either or.
Jeff writes, this is a very long one. Jeff writes,
oh, yeah.
Have you ever considered that America is Canada's pants? So, it's too bad.
I like.
Trevor's not on. Rat Face is it on the thing, the chat room right now, but he would appreciate that. That's because a couple weeks ago when he was on, I mentioned that Canada was America's hat. And yeah, it's a t-shirt I saw. And so, yeah, America is now Canada's pants. And so that makes me wonder what Mexico is. You know, is it America's, is it Canada's socks now, or you know, since we're talking about pants? I don't know. We have to find out. I don't know that I have any Mexican listeners to let me know. So I have Hispanic listeners who are in America, but I don't know. You have to let me know, folks. No comment from the co-host.
I'm not sure exactly what to say. I'm actually trying to figure out what is burning.
Oh, you're smelling fire?
I do hope that my brother just turned on the burner.
Do we need to take a little break and let you? Because, you know, I don't want this to be the end for
no,
you.
No, I think it's okay. He's around, so if he catches it, he catches it.
You,
I don't know.
You get the official title of the highest maintenance host I've had so far, and that's not an insult. That is.
My house is always crawling with activity. I never get a minute. Never. None of us.
Charlene's house was crawling with activity, too, but it was a little lower to the ground.
I never get time. If you hear my own podcast, you'll hear my mom, my brother, everybody and their mother interrupting me. And I got to the point where I didn't even care. I just said, hey, great, you're on the show.
Oh, let's see. Brian says, hey, James, love the podcast. I just found it from listening to ELR. And I thought I would check it out. I haven't laughed so hard in a long time. Keep up the good work, Brian. This is another really long one. Thanks, Brian. Glad you found us through ELR. I hope you will stay. That episode has had more downloads almost than any other episode I've had. And we've gotten a few people that stayed. We're totally different than ELR, although I am a big fan. And I have to say, so everybody knows out there, I'm wearing my brand new Extra Life Radio t-shirt that I got in the mail today. Because Homeboy put them things on sale, and I bought me one. So he has them on sale.
Extra Life rocks.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a great show.
It is. When all three of them are on at the same time.
Yeah, something is indeed burning, but it's supposed to be.
Okay. You want to
share? The grill is on.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. Let's see. Wolfgang says, man, I hate that last recap song. It made my day today. And I tell you, my day did not start out good. Incidentally, it also had to do with Norwegians. I have plans for you. But in a much more indirect and slightly insane way. By the way, their country is called Norway, not Norwegia. Well, duh. But Norway's not funny, and Norwegia is. Also, the Netherlands is a completely different country. No, it is not. Everybody's been emailing me that this week. I am the professor of geography. And the Netherlands, anything that's not America is just out there. Don't you know how we see the world? Come on, people. Don't try to change me. But the funny, let's see, but funny enough, part of today's insanity for old Wolfgang was indirectly and rather insanely related to the Netherlands as well. Anyway, for the record, I did not listen to the podcast in a bunker or while doing any sports activity. I was rather sitting in a cafe in good old Vienna. That's in Austria, not Australia. Aren't they the same thing, too? Having breakfast.
I thought so.
Yeah, duh. So when is that recap song compilation CD coming out? Keep on rocking, Wolfgang. Well, Wolfgang, I'm glad you appreciated the recap song. It was probably my favorite of all time. The I Have News For You Lady that I met at Disney World definitely made the show last week. So, but as far as the comp...
I heard that.
Did you hear it?
I did. I laughed. That was great.
Very cool. Oh, that's awesome. But the CD compilation, I'm actually got a few feelers out. I'd love for a few of the bands that we've had on to do like remakes of some of our songs and make them into real songs. And I've put emails out to them. Like I'd love Secret Sobriety to come back and do one, especially if they would do I Like Spaghetti from one of our first episodes. But and then there's also... Royal Priesthood. I'd love to have them come and do a rap version of one of them, but none of them have emailed me back for some reason. So I gotta get some money involved, I think, because they're all in it for the money. Anyway, here is Charlene from Utah.
Hi, nobody's listening. This is Charlene from Utah. I sent an email earlier this week, but I've been listening to all of the past podcasts and how people just keep telling you to change your name. And actually, I just randomly found you guys on iTunes, and that was actually the reason that I decided to listen to the podcast was the name. I thought it was clever, and
very cool.
I thought it was right up my alley. So I enjoy listening, and I'm excited for the next podcast. Thanks.
Well, Charlene got an email and a voicemail in today. Thanks, Charlene. Yeah, that was an old episode. That's when my buddy Rockstar Paul tried to come on and tried to start this underground movement to get us to change our name from what I picked, from what I chose to what my wife wanted it to be.
And,
me and my brother went when nobody's listening. My wife came up with one that was really good but a little too long, and that was two half-brothers telling the whole story. And I think now we all see who was right. It wasn't Rockstar Paul. It was me, because when my brother left, how in the world would I have kept the show going if it was two half-brothers? I would have had to have my mom adopt every guest star that I had, and in your case, there would be a sister involved, and that just wouldn't work. It just totally wouldn't work. So, Charlene...
That's so weird.
Just be messed up. So, yeah. Charlene, I'm glad you're listening, but you need to catch up, girl. Keep listening. You'll get up there. And wonder of wonders, we have a, speaking of David, my brother, he called in from Ireland today. Listen to this.
Hey, this better make on the show. It's David. yeah, broke you again, all the way from Ireland. Check it. Anyway, just giving y'all guys a call. Hope everything's going great. Hope everybody's enjoying the show. I will try to get in and do once a month thing. I don't know. Life's pretty crazy right now. James is going to edit that out, so that's all good. But anyway, miss you guys. Hope to talk to y'all soon. James, love you. Miss you. Praying for you. Puke from heaven. Hallelujah. Bye.
Puke from heaven. That's right. Broke ya. That's my brother, man. Everything that boy says makes me laugh. But yeah, he moved to Ireland, and so until he gets his life going, he's not going to be able to be on the show regularly. But we're trying. We're hoping for once a month here pretty soon. He carried the show. I'm nothing without him. So, Nadine, Barefoot Moms. Here we go.
Hey, James. This is Nadine from the Barefoot Moms podcast. I had a story to tell you. The other day we were listening to your show, and you told a story about a rooster. And when I was a kid, we had chickens and a rooster. And my rooster did the exact same thing to me. It chased me into the house, and I ran screaming and crying like a little girl, which I was. And my mom went out to see what the matter was, and the rooster chased her as well. And she did exactly what your mom did. Went inside, got the shotgun, and came out and took care of that rooster. Anyway, I did have another story, too, about my sister. When we were little, we had snowmobiles. And I took my sister on the back of my snowmobile once, I think I was about 12 or so, and we're riding along these fields, and I thought the snow was up high enough, and when you go across the road, you know, there's like a little ditch, and then it goes into another field. Well, I was like flying across that, and I went really, really fast, and like the snowmobile took air and was like flying through the air, and my sister fell off the back and landed flat on her back in the middle of the cornfield. And I felt really bad, but I was also very lucky because nobody saw it. My sister was fine, and I was like,
phew, right.
One of those close calls. Anyway, thanks for this podcast. It's really cool. We really enjoy listening to it. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
That's right, because if you can hurt your siblings and nobody finds out and you can make a deal with them, then you don't get in trouble. I was riding around the block. I was riding around the block on my bike, and it had one of those banana seats. And my sister Amy was behind me, and she's barefoot and legs just kind of, you know, aid out at the side, just spread out. And somehow or another, she managed to get her. All of a sudden, I stopped. I think I mentioned this on one of the early shows. Her foot got caught in the spokes, and the bike just stopped dead. And her foot's tangled up in the back wheel, and the spoke had gone into her foot a little bit. It was so nasty, and she was 3 years younger than me, and I was able to manipulate the situation and bribe her and threaten her and beg her. We made up a great story that didn't involve any carelessness on my part. It was awesome. So Good job, Nadine. Glad you didn't get in trouble. We've got three more, but I'm going to do one more. This is from Trevor. The other two we'll save for the end of the show.
Hey, James. It's Trevor, Rackface from the forums. I figured I'd leave you a quick message here for the show. And on a side note, I've decided that now that I've guest hosted a couple times, I would like to be referred to as friend of the show, Trevor. Anyway, quick story. Back when I was in junior high, which I guess is now middle school, I used to take the bus home, as most people did, I'm sure. The problem was that the bus that would actually take me home didn't drop me off very close to my house. However, the one that actually stopped by the high school actually was a lot closer to my house. So what I used to do is I used to hop on that bus as it went to our to my middle school, and I'd get off at the high school because it was a lot closer to my house. Problem was, one day I actually got on that bus and I sat right at the back, and apparently high school didn't have school that day. So I was on the back of the bus, and all of a sudden the route didn't go where I was thinking it should go, but I figured out maybe something's changed, so I just kind of sat there and didn't do anything, and then all of a sudden we pulled into the bus depot, which I have no idea where that was in relationship to my house, and the bus driver came back, you know, just to kind of clear the bus, and I kind of popped my head up because I'm a fairly short individual, and he had no idea I was there, and as he walked back, I popped up and said, aren't we going to the high school today? And I can still to this day remember the look on that man's face, because I scared the living mess out of the guy because he had no idea there was a child on his bus. So ended up taking me, you know, giving me a ride home and all, but I can still remember the look on that poor guy's face when he looked at me and realized that, holy crud, there is a child on my bus.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, quick story for there, and good luck with the show, and I will talk to you later. Bye for now.
That is awesome, dude. Thank you for calling that in. I got that one last minute. I'm glad I hadn't even listened to it before the show. I'm glad that we put it in. That is stinking hilarious. I knew that when, you know, anything an elementary schooler tries to figure out, you know, any kind of scheme they try to make, it's going to turn into a funny story. Oh, my goodness. Riding the high school bus home.
That's great.
The poor bus driver thought his job was done. He's all going home. He's all parking. And then all of a sudden, Trevor pops his head up, little rat face guy. That's his nickname. And there's probably a reason for that. But that's all the voicemails we have for today. And we've already done email and voicemail, so we'll just hit the news. We have a new phone number, people. It's 816-291-0823. So forget the old one. You can still call it, but you know what? You're going to be second class instead of first class if you call that one. I'm sorry to say. But 816-298-0823. Call that number. Also, just want to refer you back to drawyouapicture.com, the art project I'm working on, where you can get a customized nobody character. And thanks to Konzo for jumping on there and ordering the first one. She'll be getting hers probably next week or the week after. It takes a while to get them printed. And I'm excited about this. You can get your very own customized headshot. You get to pick the characteristics, the name, the title, and all that stuff appears on it. It comes out, comes to you on a giant 30 by 20 poster signed and dated by me, your artist. Check it out at drawyouapicture.com. And then also, we would like to say that we are part of the Geek Media. You could check out this podcast and any of several other podcasts, blogs, and other media at Geek Media, thegeekmedia.com. And then lastly, I am considering doing a couples cast with my spouse, a.k.a. Jen. And I think I've almost got her talked into it. You know, she loves my hobby. She doesn't love my hobby of podcasting. She tolerates it. She hated my hobby of playing WoW. So I think she's in support, and I think I've almost got her talked into it. The only thing we don't have is a name, and all the good names are taken. You know, Tucker Tales and Love Long and Prosper, Jawbone Radio, Red Boy, what else? John and Kate plus 8. You know, if we had 10 kids, we could be James and Jen plus 10. But we're actually James and Jen plus 10 minus 8. So that doesn't sound good. But if you have a name suggestion, send it to us. You can call it in at 816-298-0823. You can send it to us via email at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Or you could just visit us online at nlcast.com and leave it in the forums. Or there's a contact page and with a form. If you got to fill out the form like we did back in the 90s, you can do that. It's there on the contact page. So that's all the news I have for today. It's time for our new segment. It's time for us to take some voicemail or some live calls, dadgummit. Let me set that up real quick.
I had a show that we did live call-ins before, and a ton of people, they wanted to call in, but the day it actually happened, it took us 10 minutes to get them to actually call. And everybody, you know, our most active listeners, we said, why didn't you call in, man? And they're like, dude, I got really nervous, you know, because I'd be on air.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here you go.
Our first ever call. Who is this?
Hello?
Who's calling?
Stefan.
Stefan, mute your speakers for me, buddy, if you can.
What?
All right, because I can hear myself through your phone. Mute your speakers or whatever you're listening to me on other than your phone.
Okay.
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
All right, Stefan. How long have you been listening to the show?
About 10 episodes.
Okay, awesome. What's your favorite one?
It would probably have to be The Pot.
The Pot. Why is that? Because that's one of my least favorite. Why is it your favorite?
I don't know.
It just made you laugh, huh?
What?
It just made you laugh, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
This is the one that made me laugh the most.
Awesome.
I don't know.
That's okay. It's okay. You got to go to school tomorrow?
What?
Do you have to go to school tomorrow?
I don't know.
You better find out.
I can't. What?
You can't hear me?
I just couldn't understand you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll speak better. I was asking if you have to go to school tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to go to school.
Oh, well, I'll call the truant officer, but... Have you been listening online? I'm assuming you're in Stick Cam today, on Stick Cam?
Yes, I am in Stick Cam.
What's your username?
Homeschool Nerd.
Oh! Well, you are going to school tomorrow, because you live at school, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for me or for my co-host at all?
I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Well, thanks for calling, buddy. All right. Well, we'll see you, and make sure you listen to the show and hear yourself.
Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling. See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. Who else is going to call in?
I do accept.
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, Marvels. Mute your speakers, buddy.
Okay, they're muted.
There you go. Now you
can't hear you through my... Yeah, good.
There you go. How you doing?
I'm good. I was supposed to be first, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What happened is I have call waiting, and the other kid butted in front of you.
I tried 3 times, man. I'm very annoyed. I can't accept this. Some people are telling me to hang up now. I don't know if I should.
Who's telling you to hang up?
I don't know. They said that before. I think maybe they're pretty smart who have said that.
Well, how long have you been listening to our show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got the button. That's pretty cool.
Oh, you got your button, huh? It's a little small.
Yeah, you're breaking up, and this is kind of freaky.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you go.
I'm joking, but, okay, I'll let Long go. Okay.
All right, bye. That was very loud. He had a family reunion going on in the background there.
Yeah, you can hear it.
That's okay. Anybody else want to call in? We'll take one more. Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Lauren's calling. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
How the heck are you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. All right. So what's going... you're calling in for... this. You're the third caller ever.
Yeah, this number.
Lauren is one of our best fans because she's always on Stickam every single day. Now, you said you had to go soon.
People need to get on.
You said you had to go soon because you had to go watch some show.
Oh, yeah, Dancing with the Stars with my mom.
Will she be totally upset that you took time out to call your favorite podcast?
Yeah, she'll be upset. She's looking at me right now.
She knows she wants to be on the show. Last week she was flirting with the camera. This year she's eyeballing you. Well, do you have a question for me or a comment about the show or anything for my guest host?
Everyone wants me to say hi.
So, oh, from the chat room?
Hi. Mariah says hi. This kid says hi.
Yeah, they all say hi. Tell them to call their self. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, bye. All right, I missed a call from somebody. This is kind of fun.
That's great.
I wouldn't want to do a whole show of this, but it works for now.
I won't tell you what happened. My first experience with live call-ins.
Oh, I could imagine.
Our very first live caller, like 3 seconds into his call, dropped an F-bomb.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see how this person does. Here we go.
Hi, it's the best secret. One to accept.
All right, hello. You're on Nobody's Listening.
Hello, James.
Now, who is this?
It's Miss Lisa.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you and your accent.
Hello.
Calling from overseas. Holy smack. Our first international call. That is awesome.
But it's free, so we're cool.
Oh, how'd you manage that junk?
It's not illegal. I'll tell you that now.
Oh.
I'm not breaking the law or anything.
Okay, well, you're going to have to send me some emails because I need to call my brother in Ireland for free. And I haven't...
Well, do you want me to, advertise it now?
No, you could email me later. In case you're lying about it being illegal.
No, it's not. It doesn't cost me anything.
Awesome. So how did
you... I think you can call the UK or Ireland, though. So it's only America and Canada.
Aw, boo. Canada, America and America's hat. That's the only ones. Man.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about Nobody's Listening? Was it through Stick Cam?
I think it was by random chance because I came in on your very first show.
That's right, because we were featured on the main page back then.
Exactly, yeah. That's when I started going live as well. So I think I was just hunting for other people when I come across you two.
Ah.
And been around ever since.
Awesome. So do you want to pimp your show then?
Not really.
Okay, great. That's fine. All right, well, do you have any questions or comments about this episode for me or my guest host?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
In fact, it's a question just for you.
Okay, for me.
If your baby is a girl, are you going to call it a crazy name like Apple or Phosphine or something like that?
Apple or Phosphate?
Yeah.
No, we're actually going to struggle not to call her a J name or him because right now we're all J's, and I really didn't want that for our family. But now the problem is if we don't call him or her a J name, he'll wonder what was wrong with him or her. And, you know, because there'll be James and Jen and Jenna, and then there'll be Stanley. And why didn't you love me enough to name me the rest of the family's name? You know, so we're kind of bound.
Well, son, you were a mistake.
It's not a mistake. It's just we're second guessing. I just don't. I want to beat up families that have all the same first letter in their name, and now people are going to want to beat up my family. So I don't know. So no, we're not going to name him Apple. Is that what they do over there in the UK? Because I know
it's an American thing.
No, it is not. It's a rumor. It's a nasty rumor, and I got to squish it right now. Now over there in Ireland, I know they name boys girl names. So you're one
to
talk.
Yeah, I do that here too.
Yeah, like, gosh, what is it? Christy. Christy is a boy's name over there. That's weird. So it's okay. We love you. We love y'all.
God.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Awesome.
No worries.
We'll see you later. No worries. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that is the end of our segment. Let me take this sucker down before... somebody tries to jump on.
The people start calling in.
Yeah, all the time. Like, all night long, people are calling. Anyway, I guess that's our show. The only thing we have left to do is our button giveaway. And the people are amazed because I didn't forget. Are you okay? Did a spider or any fire attack you at this moment?
I killed the spider earlier. While you were actually talking, I muted the mic on Skype and killed the spider. The spider is dead.
See, we should have been able to hear that. You should have commentated. You should have interrupted. Stop the show.
I don't think you would have wanted to hear my commentary. I'm getting closer. I think I'm an inch away. No, I'm not going to do it. Wait, I think I might kill it. Oh, my God. Bam. It was a very loud noise.
See, there it was. That was all. That was it right there. You just filled in the blanks for me.
That's pretty much what happened while you were talking. I muted the mic and so
again, it's a typical theme in our show is animals suffer through the stories. And today we've heard about a dead mouse and a dead spider. So.
Spiders are not animals. They have 8 legs, not 4. They lay eggs, therefore they're not mammals. They are a completely different species.
Well, yeah, and most people would say, you know, the snake is the one that got Adam in even trouble, but he got all his ideas from a spider. That's my theory.
I was
going to
say, you know, I had a pet snake and don't really mind them so much.
Crazy.
Yes, I did. Had a ball python.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I can't handle that. We got to give away a button, though, and what we do is we usually give away a button to the best contributor. So let's give away a button to somebody. We heard from Caroline or Charlene rather, both voicemail and email. We read Wolfgang's story. So why don't you pick an email to send a button to?
I have to say, as all of them were really good, but Charlene's gave me the biggest laugh.
Okay. Charlene, and plus she gave a voicemail too, so she really tried for her first time. So we'll send you out a button. Charlene, send us your contact information to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com, and that will wrap up our show for today. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Make sure you go to nlcast.com to check us out. Get on the forums, join our Ning social network. We do have brand new forums, by the way, so get on there and check those out. And as always, leave us an iTunes review. We have 111 reviews, and that blows my mind. It doesn't mean that we're a great show. It means that we have the greatest listeners in the planet. Most of them are 4 and 5 stars, and that just shows how awesome you guys are. So jump over there and leave us a review if you haven't yet. So that's episode 39 in the can, almost 40, which means we're on the up ramp to 50, which is blowing my mind. We're also almost a year into this. In a couple months, we'll have our one-year anniversary in December. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's crazy how the time flies. So in the meantime, I do hope that we continue to grow and continue to get more listeners. But no matter how many listeners we ever gain, the sad truth will always be that nobody's listening. It's the end song that always plays later.
Yeah.
So... thank you. Thank you for,
no problem.
For
hosting. That was fun.
I forgot to thank you live. So.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song. La da 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 da.
Episode 39 seemed to go off very fine.
It was okay.
And then you went, came on, and she helped me out by bailing me out at the last minute. And she told the story about a time she embarrassed herself and throws up in front of everybody else. Oh, how many? Maybe just 1,000 or so.
Yay.
Hey, stop playing and I'll just go. And I finished the song, got a standing ovation. It's the next best thing to a great celebration.
Woo-hoo.
And the piano player must have felt left out.
Ooh.
Even though she wouldn't say a thing about it.
Must be a good friend.
And any of us have been in her shoes, then we know that what we do was probably run off the stage in a mad, sad rage, cause we'd embarrassed ourselves on stage. But that shows you how much this girl's got it together. She just turned to that guy and said, stop. If you had a problem, it was like, whatever.
Whatever.
I got a cover of the song. It's not my fault you changed it all. Maybe it went something like this. Hey, people, 1,000 or so. I'm gonna sing it slow, and just so you know, I wrote it different than he played it, and it's all his fault. I would slap him right now, but Jesus might get ticked off, yeah. We had a lot of emails, 14 or so, but I couldn't read them all, so Charlene got in, and a voicemail too, about a soapy mouse that got mad and peed all over her shoes. That's gross.
Very gross. Yuck.
Mice are the scourge of the universe, except for the one that I went on vacation to see. But then again, he didn't pee on me. He just took all my money. Hey, wait a minute. I don't like mice at all.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlene, for bringing that in me, and thanks for Garrett for that story about a guy who went to McDonald's in a dry diaper. At least I hope it was.
It wasn't, you know.
I guess after he drank that bottle, it might have been hard to hold it in, and he might have had to go. At least he had an adult to pin, an undergarment that was capable of handling all that stuff. We took voicemails for the first time, phone calls.
Thank you.
And we had a few people take us up on it, and I'm glad you all called and got through. And I hope that you will do it again next time.
Next time.
Everybody, we've got new forums. Get on NLCast and don't ignore them. Log on, get a username, and post, and I will like you the most.
I will. You'll be my special friend.
And go to drawyouapicture.com and spend a little money so that I can get some t-shirts in time, because that's the whole point. It's not like I'm making much, but I'd love to draw you a picture of your best friend, Butch, and he would like you more if he was drawn on a big piece of paper and sent through the email to your neighbor. And then they'd see the address was wrong and send it over to you, even though it'd take too long. It's time to go. It's time to leave. I don't want to miss anything. So remember to send your name ideas to us about the couples cast that I want to do with my spouse. I think I've got her this close to saying yes. And most of you, you'd know you'd love to hear from her, I bet. To see the woman behind the madness that you've come to care about, dare I say love. Well, we'll see you next week. La da 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 da. Da 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 da. We'll see you next week. I have plans for you.
I have plans for you.
I'm from the Netherlands and Norway too.
Hey James, this is Jeff. I've just bought a new portable recording device and I thought what better way to test it out than send in a story to Nobody's Listening. Back when I was 17, I'd got my driver's license and got my first car. I drove it home from my uncle who I bought it off and parked it at the top of the driveway. The next day, my mother left for work and left me to go to school a little later. It was quite a steep driveway. It sloped down into the garage and I jumped in the car, put it into gear and jammed the accelerator on, and I drove it forward instead of backwards and drove the car straight through the garage door, demolished the garage door, severely damaged the car and couldn't actually get it out of into reverse and out of the driveway. I had to actually go next door and knock on our neighbor's door and ask them to give me a hand. Incredibly embarrassing. The added insult to injury was I had to drive this thing to school, and you know, the weeks leading up to this, I'd been talking about getting this car and all the things we were going to do, and I was going to be able to drive us around and go to all the things we couldn't do up until then. So it was quite embarrassing to have to show up with this beat up old car, and only having owned it for one day, it was quite devastating for me. I look back at it now, it's pretty funny, but then I was an absolute wreck. I was almost in tears after I'd driven this thing through the garage door. I was so afraid of what my mother was going to do to me. Anyway, love the show, and talk to you next time.
Yeah, it's Marbles again. You guys may be getting tired of my voice, but since no one else is calling, I feel it's my obligation to do so. Oh, there's a plane passing. Hold on. Okay. Anyway, I got my pin in the mail today. That's pretty cool. It's a light turquoise green, I think, with the old symbol. This is Mint Man. But it is one weird thing. It says Andre on it. I didn't know what this was. It was pretty weird. Andre. Don't disrespect my name. I'm just joking. And here's the note. Marbles 232, thanks for being in the act. Signed, Beloved James. I had to be beloved. I thought I needed it. Okay. I guess he's not beloved, but I am. Okay, see you, bye.
This cast is part of the Geek Media. www.thegeekmedia.com.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.